This is a Thursday edition of Ozarks at Large. So as is our custom, we invite Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com to join us, and he's doing that from his office in Fort Smith. Have you I take it you have survived the Ides of March thus far.
Yes, but yes, and I'm not going to jinx it by saying any more.
Okay. Let's start with something that we briefly reported on our program yesterday, but you can certainly give us details. Everything passed on the ballot yesterday in Fort Smith.
Yes, flying colors, which is, if you're a fan of the city of Fort Smith or a city director or employee, that's a good thing because it was overwhelming approval, which is a better direction than the last election they had, which is on the 1% prepared food tax, in which they were overwhelmingly defeated. So it's it's good to see if you're on the side of the city that the voters haven't completely turned against you. But it was overwhelming support for a large package. I mean, keep in mind, this is more than it's over $112 million in new bonds that will be issued and around $45 million that will be collected in the next 10 years that will go toward the operations of the city's fire department and the parks department. So it was not an inconsequential vote. The aquatics park also passed. It received the least amount of votes, but it still gathered over 60%, which is a healthy percentage in a sales tax vote.
Earlier this year, if Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, had been filling out what he was going to be doing in April, he probably had, if not in pen, certainly in the book, be campaigning in California, try to wrap up that GOP nomination. Well, that's not the case, so he's going to be in Fort Smith in April.
I'll be in Fort Smith, from California to Fort Smith. Yes, and interesting, the Sebastian County Republican Committee announced Tuesday that he would be their Lincoln Day dinner here for April 14th in Fort Smith, and it was the same day that the rumor mill, and this was Tuesday, this was the day of the primaries in Mississippi and Alabama, and it was the same day that the rumors began to spread more broadly. Well, they weren't rumors. The Gingrich campaign was putting out trial balloons about Perry being his vice presidential candidate, having a Gingrich-Perry ticket. Some political pundits said that this is just a gimmick by the Gingrich, or a tactic by the Gingrich campaign to try to gather up more conservative voters than he normally would in those two conservative states. But anyway, it's out there, and it just happened to tie along with the Republican committee's announcement. But they'll have, I'm sure they will draw a crowd.
Some news in Washington this week that might affect Mitsubishi and Fort Smith?
Well, yes, it's just kind of a lot of factors came into play in the last few days about Mitsubishi. Of course, I think your listeners, by way of reminder, you know, Mitsubishi constructed this roughly a $100 million facility, manufacturing facility here at Fort Chaffee, at Chaffee Crossing. And, you know, it's set to idle. It was supposed to have employed close to 400 beginning earlier this year. And it is set idle. I mean, there's nothing going on. Big, huge facility there. And Mitsubishi says it's because they're in a legal battle with GE. GE is claiming patent infringement on several products and processes. Now, interestingly enough, a mid-level Mitsubishi person came out and said, well, this production tax credit, an incentive that helps fund the build-out of wind energy, is the reason they haven't built it. Well, Mitsubishi quickly backtracked and even had that mid-level manager issue an apology. But you have to think that there was some reason that he said there was some substance behind him saying that. I can't imagine a Mitsubishi official just saying that off the cuff, but that's the case. And in the legal on the legal side of this, Mitsubishi lost part of a jury ruling and won part of a jury ruling. So it's still up in the air, Kyle, and the statement we received from the Mitsubishi spokesperson was that this legal struggle, quote, may have a significant impact on the future of the Fort Smith plant. Well, that's not very
settling news, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. And then Congress, in a series of amendments related to the Surface Transportation Bill, had an extension of several production tax credits, energy, clean energy incentive tax credits, and one of those that failed was to extend the production tax credit to January 2014. Senator Pryor of Arkansas, Democrat, voted for the amendment. Senator Bozeman, a Republican, voted against it. Now, Bozeman argues that he's voted for other extensions of the production tax credit that did not increase the deficit. He says this amendment, the most recent amendment, increased the deficit, so he couldn't vote for it. But just a Siri between the legal entanglement, the mid-level manager comments, and the congressional action, there's been a lot of factors swirling around this Mitsubishi plant.
Do you get the feeling there's any, if even slight, hand-wringing?
Well, behind the scenes, city officials, economic officials, you know, I think they are concerned. Yes, I think they are concerned. And we have to keep in mind Maria Haley, who was Economic Development Director of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission before she died. And we had a story on it. She expressed concern with both Whirlpool and Mitsubishi, and we know what subsequently happened to Whirlpool. And I hope that we're one for one and not two for two.
Some foreclosure figures for the state of Arkansas came out for February in Benton and Washington County. Foreclosures filed more than 150. Sebastian Crawford, fewer than two dozen. What do we take away from this, if anything?
Well, we take away this is an anomaly, Kyle. I mean, we're not anywhere back to normal. At some point, what we're creating is essentially a bubble of foreclosures. There was a judge ruled last year that the method by which judicial foreclosures were moving forward in Arkansas did not follow the Constitution. That created an instant block, which has created a bottleneck and now this bubble. These, you know, for example, in Benton and Washington counties, the foreclosure filings are down 73% from a year ago. Now, that's not because there are legitimately 73% fewer properties in which foreclosures need to move forward. It's just that they're all bottlenecked. They can't move forward until the legal issues are resolved, and that's coming soon. But the problem, Kyle, is that here in the near future, when the legal problem is resolved, what do the banks, what do the real estate agencies, what do they do with all that property? Because if they just dump all that property on the market, it's going to depress prices and create a problem in which, at least in Northwest Arkansas, they're beginning to emerge, they're beginning to escape the problem of falling home prices. So this is going to be interesting in the next few months how this plays out.
Finally, we should mention two men who passed away within the last week that you mentioned on citywire.com, Greg Smith and Burt Wright.
Right. It's horrible for any community of any size to lose a person who was such a active community advocate, promoter, not only just a promoter and advocate, but got in there with their hands, made things happen, and unfortunately Fort Smith lost two in 2 days, back-to-back. Burt Wright and Greg Smith. Greg, an attorney here, has been very instrumental in moving along these trail projects in Fort Smith, and he's been active in many other groups, helping underprivileged children. And then Burt Wright has just been an incredible driver of progress, especially in downtown Fort Smith. Pendergraft Park, you can thank largely to his efforts. I mean, he was just a bulldog. And the thing to mention about both of these gentlemen is they didn't have the advantage of elected position or any status like that. They just got in there and they drove, just their being a bulldog, not taking no for an answer. They forced the system to make the changes they thought necessary, and they were there. I think you would be hard pressed to find anyone who would argue that they were not good changes.
You can follow politics, business, culture, sports, and more from the entire KUAF region at thecitywire.com. Michael, thank you very much for your time.
All right, always good talking to you, Kyle.